Chapter 1. Preface. In the New Revelation, the first dawn of the coming change has been described. In the vital message, the sun has risen higher, and one sees more clearly and broadly what our new relations with the unseen may be. As I look into the future of the human race, I am reminded of how once, from amid the bleak chaos of rock and snow at the head of an alpine pass, I looked down upon the far-stretching view of Lombardy, shimmering in the sunshine and extending in one splendid panorama of blue lakes and green rolling hills until it melted into the golden haze which draped the far horizon. Such a promised land is at our very feet, which, when we attain it, will make our present civilization seem barren and uncouth. Already our vanguard is well over the pass. Nothing can now prevent us from reaching that wonderful land which stretches so clearly before those eyes which are open to see it. That stimulating writer, V.C. Desertus, has remarked that the second coming, which has always been timed to follow Armageddon, may be fulfilled not by a descent of the spiritual to us, but by the ascent of our material plane to the spiritual, and the blending of the two phases of existence. It is, at least, a fascinating speculation. But without so complete an overthrow of the partition walls as this would imply, we know enough already to assure ourselves of such a close approximation as will surely deeply modify all our views of science, of religion, and of life. What form these changes may take, and what the evidences upon which they will be founded, are briefly set forth in this volume. Arthur Conan Doyle. Crowborough, July, 1919. The Vital Message. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.